Good to both.
Clearly the highlight for this morning's landing parsha is B'shalach, is Kriyas Yamsuf, putting in the Red Sea, and subsequently in Shiras Hayam, and the song that the Moshe and Bnei Israel sang. In fact, the Shabbos is a nickname, Shabbos Shira, and the Shabbos of song, because we read this particular Shira on the Shabbos, also in the Haftarah we read the Shira, and therefore I thought it would be appropriate to speak this evening about an issue related to Shira, related to song on Shabbos, not necessarily limited to this Shabbos, but Shabbos in general. The topic of Zemiras on Shabbos, which most of us know from the time we first recognized that anything was special about Shabbos, so we understand that there is Zemiras, people sing at the table, and I'd just like to understand what that's all about and touch on maybe a couple of halachic issues that relate to the recitation of Zemiras on Shabbos. The Shira begins in the first source in Parashat B'Shalach, Shmos Parakas El Posakalav, Oz Yosher Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Zos Hashem, Vayamu Leimor, Oshira Lashem Ki Go Go, Susra Ochor Ramo Vayam. Right, the words were Oshira Lashem Ki Go Go, we should sing out to Hashem because He is greatly exalted. In other words, the concept of Shira here relates to Sheva, relates to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of song. That's important to state right at the outset, that song, as meant here, is not necessarily song with a melody. A Shira can be a poem. A poem is also called a Shira, and it does not necessarily imply a melody. So we really don't have any idea whether this song sung by Moshe and the rest of the Jewish people was sung with a particular melody or not. We don't know. Perhaps the trump, you know, or something along those lines was what was used. The same way we don't really know in terms of the Shiras HaLevi'im in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shir Shir HaLevi'im Omer Beis HaMikdash, which we say the Shir Shalom, we don't sing that, but the Levi'im sing it. Well, it's not clear. Certainly, in terms of Levi'im, we know that there was musical accompaniment. But whether that was that the people sang or the music was some sort of a background, I know that in some societies when they had singing or verses, the people recited, so they didn't necessarily sing it to a tune, but the music was like the background and they recited it, or they had a chant. I remember my father telling me once that the Homer's writings, Iliad and the Odyssey, were said as sort of a chant, but it wasn't exactly a melody, so we don't really know anything about the melody, but nevertheless we know that it is a Shira, and the essence of the Shira is Ashir Hashem Ki Go Go, right? We sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He is great, He is exalted, He is deserving of praise, and that's really what the essence of Shira is as far as we're concerned. There is a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, it's printed in the second source, the very end of Shir HaShirim Rabbah, the last part of Shir HaShirim, it's Harsha Ches, on a particular edition, which is used here in the computer, in source number 2, it's Simon Yud Beis with Parsha Ches, Shir Shim Rab. In other editions, it's Pasuk, it goes on Pasuk, it goes on Pasuk Yudalad, in some editions, Simon Yudalad, different arrangements of the medicine Shir Shim Rab. Anyway, it's the very end of Shir Shim Rab, and obviously the end of Shir Shim, it says, Brach Dodi. That's the Pasuk that it's commenting on. So there, the Medrash records that the Torah comes to the defense or to the side of Bnei Yisrael in the discussion about Torah nichnesa umlamedes taniguria omeres yibona shalom ad shalat hamavi pe'elu shemecharfen umachitim lefanecha. Rather than look at those human beings, referring perhaps to members of the Umos Olam, who curse you and anger you, Habita b'Yisrael Amcha, says the Medrash, look at the Jewish people, Shemivarchim u'mishabchim u'mekalsim l'shimcha gadol b'Torah u'vizmiros u'vishvachos. Look at the Jewish people who praise you and exalt you and they bless you and so on, their great name, b'Torah u'vizmiros u'vishvachos. So there the Medrash specifically mentions Zmiros, that this is some way in which the Jewish people praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Zmiros. The Ruach HaKadosh Tzavach HaZem, the Ruach HaKadosh says, Brach Dodi, Brach Me'umus Ha'olam, Nidavik Bohem Yisrael. Fine, again, the context is not pivotal for us, but here we see that this is one of the defining characteristics of Bnei Yisrael, that there are people who bless and praise and exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, uvizmiros, uvishvachos. They bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah, the sheets over here, with the Zmiros. So Zmiros is a way by which we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash highlights that as one of the ways in which the Jewish people are different than the Umos HaOlam and therefore deserving of special credit. It's interesting, in the third source, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, because see that source in Shir HaShirim Rabbah doesn't specify any connection to Shabbos. there's no indication that that Medrash Shir Shir Rabbah is talking about Shabbos. Only in general that we say is Nirus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no reference to Shabbos there. But the third source, the Gemara Megillah, that's Yud Beis and Yud Beis, the Gemara there does speak specifically about Shabbos. And the Gemara there is commenting, it's of Yud Beis and Yud Beis and Megillah, the top of the page, source number 3 here. The Medrash there is commenting on a pasuk in Megillah's Esther, the first parak, where it says, "Bayom Hashvi Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayim." Bayom Hashvi, this was describing, the first parak of Megillah is describing the big party that Ahasuerus made, and it says over there, "Bayom Hashvi, on the seventh day, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayim," when the king was, his heart was jolly on account of all the wine that he drank, so that's when he summoned Vashti to come appear, and she doesn't appear. We all know how the story plays out. You know, we're not quite Shloshim Yom before Purim, but we're close, within a couple of days of being 30 days within Purim, so we can mention this Gemara. Minyan Adiyoma just about. So there it says, Gemara says, "Bayom Hashvi Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayim." Ask the Gemara, "Atu Ad Hashta Lo Tav Liba Bechamra." And until now, Ahasuerus wasn't told Liba Bayayim, and he was drinking. Hashiach Hadas, everybody was drinking, his whole party was drinking. So what happened on this seventh day? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Yom Hashvi Shabbos Hayah." That Yom Hashvi referenced in that Pasuk in the middle was Shabbos. So Yisrael, where the Jewish people, Ochlin Veshosin, Jewish people eat and drink, but Tchilin B'Divrei Torah B'Divrei Tishbachos, and they say Divrei Torah and Divrei Tishbachos. So the word Zmiris is not found here. It's interesting. There it just says Divrei Tishbachos. The Medrash in Shir Shirim Rabbah mentions Zmiris specifically. Again, not referencing Shabbos here. The Gemara Megillah refers to Divrei Torah and Divrei Tishbachos again, which may well mean Zmiris if we put the two sources together. So again, we don't have any real direct reference. Not that I know of, in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara, and even really in the Midrashim, to the concept that Zmiros is part of the Shabbos Sudeya. Right, that's what the Gemara says. It doesn't say Ahasuerus, but like some portions they can be right. But again, I just point out this is a sort of an indirect reference, as the word Zmiros on Shabbos. There is no statement in the Mishnah of the Gemara that part of the Shabbos Suda should include Zmiros, but we do have these sort of indirect references. Again, there's another Medrash in the fourth source. That's the Medrash Shochar Tov, the Medrash in Tehillim, in the Mizmor Tzadi Beis. Mizmor Tzadi Beis is the Mizmor Shir on Shabbos, the Shir Shayom of Shabbos. There it says, in Oz Gimel, Zohar, source number 4, Zohar is on a Shabbos Lekacho, V'hein Mechabdin Oso B'macho, we honor the Shabbos B'macho, with good food, B'mishter, with good drink, with chsus nikia, and with freshly cleaned garments and so on. We put on special clothes for Shabbos. Shenema b'krosa Shabbos only dosh Hashem mechuban. V'lo od ela kishu nichnas anu mekablin also b'shira u'b'zimra shenema mizmor shilei al Shabbos. There it says when Shabbos enters, when Shabbos begins, we welcome in the Shabbos with, there it says shira u'b'zimra. That's mizmor shilei al Shabbos. So there you have a reference to welcoming the Shabbos with some sort of song, maybe referring to Zmiris at the Friday night meal. Of course, the concept of Kabbalah Shabbos, we spoke of that 2 years ago. We stay in Mizmori Tehillim and Lechadodi. That's a relatively recent institution from the Mekubalim and Tzvat, you know, in the 1500s. So it's a relatively new idea of staying with a tefillah that we call Kabbalah Shabbos. Yet this Medrash does mention that when Shabbos enters, we sing Shira and Zimra and Mizmor Shilei on the Shabbos and so on. So there is also this notion, this Medrash, of song being something which is part of the Shabbos experience, at least when beginning Shabbos. In terms of Rishonim, again, there's no real Gemara, so there's not that I know of, there's no real Tosus or anything on the regular page in terms of the regular Rishonim, but there are references in Rishonim to Zmiros, to three different passages of Sefer Chassidim. Source number 5, Sefer Chassidim, Reish Ayin Aleph. It says there, Vayivarach L'Kimis Yom Hashvi. That's the puzzle, of course, in Bereshis. It's part of the Friday Night Kiddush. It says, Vayivarach L'Kimis Yom Hashvi, but V'lo Pirish Bameh. The Torah says that Shabbos was blessed, but it never really explains, and what does it mean Shabbos is blessed? In what way is Shabbos blessed? And Rashi and Chumash said it has to do with the month. Connects also this morning's lighting. B'shalach, Berach HaBaman, it was a double portion of the month. That Torah says in the Torah, as there in Bereshit, so we're talking about the month. So it says, Vayivarach L'Kim is Yom HaShri, V'lo Pirish Bameh. Ella, so how do we know in what way is the day blessed? So the Gemara says, the Medrash of the Sefer Chassidim rather says, Ella V'osam Dvorim, Shekilel Iyo V'syomo, However, everyone knows the story of Eov, the book of Job, right? Eov suffers greatly in his life, because Baruch Hu tests him, and that he has a great personal sorrow. He loses all his wealth, and he loses his family, and has a personal suffering, and so on, to the point that Eov finally describes all his days as cursed and as horrible. So, Sedim here says that when Eov describes his days as cursed, and he goes in and describes in what way they are cursed, so we can figure out, well, if that's what a cursed day is, then the opposite is what a blessed day is. That's the lumbus of the Sedim Chassidim here. So whatever Eov said in characterizing a day that is cursed, so the opposite would mean blessed. So the Sedim Chassidim says, Elab Osam Dorm Shakil Eov Vishyomo Tishta Tashkalav Anana. Both three different things. So that's the opposite is meant by blessed. So one of the things is this is in the second line. The al tavo renonabo. These are days where no song. There's no singing. These are such joyless, dark, horrible days. There's no song. So, at the end of the second line there, so it says, Michlal Shabir Chesashabis Ba'oro Mitzah Shiesha V'Yiranein Shavachos. Shenemar Nizm Shulam HaShabbos Tovos HaShem Lazam HaShulchal Yom V'yesh L'smoch B'Shabbos V'Nikud HaShem Yishar M'sam Chilei. Now, since Eov described his dark days as days without any song, so then that's where how do we define a cursed day? So a blessed day means you have to have song as part of the blessing. So that's what Sefer Chassidim says there in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and it repeats the theme in two other places in Siman Tov Tes, source number 6. Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Tes, the aim goes in Cherem Elab. I'm talking there about excommunicating somebody. The Bezin sometimes has to put somebody in Cherem, which is a form of a curse actually. Okay, the Cherem is a curse. So it says aim goes in Cherem Elab Yom. So that is only pronounced the Cherem during the day. Shenemar Or Hayom, fine. By Kalas Yom, the same in an Eov. Avalo b'Shabbos. However, we don't put him in Cherem on Shabbos. Shekosu bo bracha. Because Shabbos is the day that says bracha. You don't curse somebody on Shabbos, the day of bracha. And it says again, by bracha gimis Yom Hashvi will appear from there. Ella the oath and dorm shekilel Eov is Yom. It's the opposite of whatever Eov says. So again, so Tishkon. Same pasuk before, and one of the things mentioned in the pasuk is al tavo renonavo, right? And so therefore, michlal sheyesh lo b'shabbos l'shabbos for b'yesh lo l'ranein shivcho shamakom shenema mizmor shulam shabbos tavo lo shem lo zanos goyon etc. Smoke for shabbos v'kudah Hashem yisharm samchelayit. Again, Shabbos is characterized by song. It's to sit and sing songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, another source in the Sefer Chassidim, source number 7, is Sefer Chassidim, Siman Tov Shin Mem Zayin. Here it's called Elaf Kuf Mem Zayin, same thing. Zos HaTshuva Heshim Rabbeinu Meshulam Nishmas Ha'edim L'minin She'enon Madlikin Neir Tvotein B'Shabbos. We're familiar, there were certain heretics who took certain psukim in the Torah literally and denied the Torah Shema Pen interpretation, and therefore they didn't have any lights on Shabbos at all. They were Minin who didn't light on Shabbos. She'enon Madlikin Neir Tvotein B'Shabbos Neshomer HaPosik Losev Ha'arish B'Chomot Hosekim Yom HaShabbos. Posik Fire Shal Yakas, so don't burn any fire in your house on Shabbos. That's what the heretics thought. That's literal. Even if you lit it before, it can't be burning on Shabbos. The Hezalem Kach. So Ben Mishulam answered as follows, says the Sefer Chassidim. Vayivarcho, Ksiv Vayivarcho, Nesem HaShriv, Ein Ani Yodin Bameh, Barcho, in what way was Shabbos blessed? Elen HaShon, Rolim, Bekol, Shekilo Vizyomo, Shekilo Bechashecha. Eov cursed his days, describing his dark days. Shenema, and again, that's the Pesukim of Eov. So Miklal says the Sefer Chassidim, Shabrocha, Shabir, Barcho, Shabbos, He Ora, Shishom HaVayis, and furthermore, Bechom HaShom, Eov, Bechom HaYeshom, Lehefet, Kabi Shabbos, Lebrocha, Eov, Ksiv, Al Tavor, and Nonabo, Mikan, Shiesh, Lerana, and Beshabbos, Beshir, Shishish, Barcho. So Sefer Chassidim, Rebbe Rachos, in three different places, character says that Shabbos is characterized by Zmiris, by song, and that's part of the Brocha of Shabbos. In the Sefer Rokeach, there's also one of the Shonim, source number 8, Sefer Rilazer Rokeach, one of Balatosis, right? Seder Suda Shabbos, this is Simon Nun Dalad in the Sefer Rokeach, Hilchos Shabbos, to Seder Suda Shabbos, Yoshin al Sulchan Ha'orach, you sit by a nicely set, beautifully set table, Umevarchin Bar Piagachan, and at the beginning of Simon, you say Bar Piagachan, Gedan Perakav Epsachim, David could do that during the day, the Kedusha Rabbah. The note when you day him, you wash until you die him. Umevarchin, as I rachin all your time. Ubotzin hamotzi al steki karos, and you say hamotzi over two loaves of bread. Beochin kol tzorchan, and you eat to your heart's content. La'achar she'achal ha'kashrus hitman yesh mezamrin zmiros v'shevach b'shabbos ha'kadosh baruch hu. So Rekach already writes, and describing the typical Shabbos meal, he says, yesh, there's something with the prayer, he talking mentions it after eating. After you eat, yesh mezamrin zmiros u'shevach b'shabbos ha'kadosh baruch hu. Now Rekach's a Rishon, and he mentions this practice of zmiros. Now the Or Zeruah, source number 9, the Or Zeruah chelek beis, Simon Membe's Os Dalit, or Zeru, again, also one of Balei Tosus, rabbi in Vienna. He writes, Tik the Rabbi Sainer will see if a Mizmor of the Chodesh Shabbos. He's talking about Psuke de Zimmer. On Psuke de Zimmer, as you all know, we have a lengthened Psuke de Zimmer on Shabbos. We sing more chapters of Tillim, more Mizmorim, more songs, more Kapitlach of Tillim on Shabbos. The Tik the Rabbi Sainer will see if a Mizmor of the Chodesh Shabbos, Kigon HaShamay, Mesapher, Korkel, Mechul El Adamid, Mishanel, Samo, and so on, all things that we know. And we don't say Mizmor Soda, and we say Nishmas, and Makalo Sirvos, and Hakol Yoducha, you know, all other things. Now he says, V'dayti nota, b'chol eli lo hizkir eno chose. If a person forgot on Shabbos to say anything, you don't have to say the davening over again. And then he talks about other aspects of Kelo Shem Shabbos and Kalamaskim and so on. Anyway, his point is, on the look of the fourth line after the period, Venir Beino, the Hainu Taima, it appears to me, why do we add these extra praises on Shabbos? The Hainu Taima shows, Sifu Elo Shavachos B'Shabbos, the Ashkechon Shalom Bochar Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom HaShabbos B'Shavachos Shamalach HaSharis Ki B'Shavachos Yisrael. He says, because on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Shir and Shevach from the Malachim, who sing and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily, but he wants the Shir and Shevach for Yisrael. Where do you get that? The Amr Medrash, because the Medrash says, Sheish Knafayim, Sheish Knafayim Lechot. That's a pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya. It's actually the Haftarah for next week, Parshas Yisrael. When Yeshaya had the vision, Yeshaya Paragvav had the vision of the heavenly throne. So he says, he saw the winged creatures there, and it says, Sheish Knafayim, each had six wings. I don't know if they looked like the angels that we see pictures of or depictions of, whatever they looked like, they had wings, and the wings we find were a way that they praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly what that means, I don't know, but they had six wings. The six wings, one for each of the days of the week. So B'yom HaShabbos, when it came to Shabbos, Amar Malach HaSharis Mishna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said, Ribono Shel Olam, Ein Lanu Knaf Shehasharo Fanecha. We don't have an extra wing with which to praise you here today. Give us the seventh wing, whatever that means again, so we can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu today on Shabbos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now, Yesi Knaf Echad Ba'aretz, for this day I have a wing down on earth. Whatever that means, again, the wing. Shemeshar lefana hayom, shenema lekanaf haoretz, niro shaman ol tzvi lotari. V'nir beinai, d'haino d'tzivis Hashem marat hayom, kloma b'yom ha-miyuchad, d'haino Shabbos, Hashem rechem shechav leizbo yosem alach ha-shar. So here we find, in this medrash, that the Or Zeruah quotes, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that we should sing on Shabbos instead of the angels. And so therefore, again, what we see from all of the above is this notion of this important notion of singing zmiros on Shabbos. Based upon this, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, which you don't have on the papers, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, his Siddur, the Siddur Beis Yaakov, which I brought with me here, writes in the Hakdamah in his parish, on Hagat Leil Shabbos, that's the section, in the Hakdamah before the zmiros, in Ozvod, he writes, Minag Avoseinu Zal Ashkenazim L'Shorer U'L'Ranein B'Shrochas Toch Suda. Okay, Alpi, and he says Samech Ches, and I might mean Sefer Chassid, I mean, and he made it appear that he's quoting Sefer Chassid as the earliest, at least Ashkenazic source for this, leaving out the Midrash. Okay, and he mentions that other Medish, the Shir Hashem Rabbah, she came dark and she saw, because she in Oakland, the show, so the Smech and Oskim, the Shir Sitishpachos. Okay, that's what he says there. On the next page, again, it's on Hagas Lo Shabbos, an introduction to the first of the Shabbos Mirrors, Koma Kaddish Shavi, he writes as follows in Os Aleph. Nagu l'shar b'shabbos tochasur al kisev chasidim, again the same abbreviation, and he says the same thing. V'amor chavrazal shir shirim rabbah posuk prak lodi shekain der chisok mishochum mishosim esmekem os mishis rachas kol. Now here's what he adds: the chol divrei hazmiras l'shabbos. Lekuche mitzuke panah ve'alochos agaros hashas v'zohar u'midroshim minyan Shabbos. All of the zmiras of Shabbos, not random, you know, poetry, they're all based on, says the Yaakovim, they're all based on psukim from Tanakh and halachos of Shabbos and agarato, things from the Gemara. So there's no Gemara that says you have to sing zmiras, but all the zmiras which were written by the greatest, some of the greatest poets and well, not just poets, but also Talmid Chachamim and so on, based on the agaros and the Zohar, midrashim and Shabbos. And that's part of their importance. If Yaakov Emden writes, the Omron may be Tova Lo Olam, Hashem Dovek Vo Umakshiv Lekolo, Umakarsin Makayim Vo Olam, Choliach Rabbi Shabbos, who Eis HaZamir Lashem. Meinin Hayom, Eis HaChilusir, Kamo Shakasim, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. After all, says Yaakov Emden, what is the phrase? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, that very pasuk identifies Shir with Shabbos. And the other Shir Shayoms that we have to the other days, it doesn't begin, there's no Mizmor Shir Liyom Rishon. It's a beautiful capital, but it has nothing to do, you know, we don't, but Shabbos, it says Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. So the Yaakov Emden says, that's part of the, that's considered to be Me'inyan Hayom of Shabbos. Shabbos who Eis HaZamir LaShem. Shabbos is the time for sins, Mirza Hashem. So, and again, as I said, yeah.
At the end of the night,
I didn't look it up. I have to check. Fine. Oh, no, sorry, I didn't look it up. I have to check. Okay. Anyway, so that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes. Just, and I don't say that, you know, what I mean, the same thing, Yismach Moshe, one of the Siddim. The Sefer Yismach Moshe, I'm probably, you know, one of the Hasidic masters, so on Parashas Zos HaBrocha, he writes, "Umin ha'omar parashi b'zmiros ha'shabbos kodesh, kasher kabol av yodeinu, shazmiros shenispashtu b'Yisrael nemru b'ruach ha'kodesh." All of these mirrors, which we sing on standard mirrors that are printed in the regular Siddurim. Now it's different, I guess, from Ashkenazim to Sfaradim. We have certain standard mirrors that we sing for Friday night, other standard mirrors we sing for Shabbos day, other standard mirrors we sing for Shalosh Shudas. But the Yismach Bal Yismach Moshe writes that they were the Baruch HaKodesh. I don't know, that's what he says. The Chassam Sofer writes about the Piyut Tzom HaNafshe Elokim L'Kelchai, which is written by Avraham Ibn Ezra. He says that was Bli Sofek written in Ruach HaKodesh. Ibn Ezra wrote, I think, Kiyesh Marashambas, right? This is Ibn Ezra. And there's Rosh Hashanah Avram, right? That's the standard spell out Avram. And Yonah Motzah, Yom Shabbos, and Chokh, by Yehuda Levi. And the Kariban, as we saw in Majaro, and the great Mekubalim of Tzatz. So these are written by, the ones that we know, written by significant people who, aside from their poetic abilities, were great Talmid Chachamim. Shlomo Halevi Alkavitz, who wrote L'Chadodi, right, Shlomo Halevi also, but with Ali Great Mekubal, Talmid Chacham also, again, we're within 30 days of Purim. She has that classic sefer on called Monos Halevi, where he describes the mitzvah of Shalach Monos. And so, anyway, so that's what the, again, the Yisrach Moshe, we recommend him, fell short of saying that. He just said all his mirrors are based on Gemaras and Midrashim and Zohars and everything, but some suggest that they were written with perhaps a certain amount of Ruach HaKodesh. In any event, getting back now to the sheet, we also find the concept of Zmiros related to Motzoi Shabbos. So in source number 10, the Orzeru again, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Motzoi Shabbos, Simon Sadi Hey at the end, the Orzeru writes, Ra'isa Vichuas HaGaonim, going back to the Gaonim, we have the minig, apparently the very old minig, Motzei Shabbos, you sing Eliyahu Novi. Many people, of course, today, right, if I'm out of the kosher, we sing Eliyahu Novi, right, or some form of that, right, so is that a proper minig or not? The Heshiv Devadai minig Nochon Vekosheru, Shemechavdinis HaShabbos Pitziyoso, Kimnei Adam HaMelavdinis HaMelech. That we're mechabed Shabbos when it leaves, like you escort the king out. You know, sometimes you have an important dignitary, and then the dinner's over, and the guy's walking out. They strike up a band, and they play a special tune or whatever, and they march the person out. That's the sign of an important person takes the leave. So the president, I don't know if they play, Hail to the Chief necessarily when he comes in. But maybe when he goes out too, I don't know. Maybe when he goes out, they also play Hail to the Chief, I'm not sure. But whatever it is, very often you have, these famous dignitaries, they leave, the band strikes something up, so that's what Shabbos is like. The Shuv Motzos Ikosh B'Sherev at the top. Shomer Shemotzah Be'Gadol Moshe LeKala Shemalavan Osa B'Zmiras Hashiros. also with a kala, you know, right after the chuppah, they don't just say, okay, I'm going to go into the dining room, right? They, after they break the glass, everyone's saying, oh, right? They take the chassan and kala down, they dance them out, right? It's not just time everyone leaves, right? We escort somebody out, so we sing about it. So that's the same thing here. And Shabbos, says the Ozeruah, very end of 10, Shabbos, Nikris, Malka, the Kala. We find Shabbos is called the queen. Shabbos is also called the bride. So just like we frequently sing for the Malka and the Kala. And again, he's talking about at the end, but the same thing is true during. So there's no reason to say that the Zmiris don't relate to that as well. Same thing in the Matzah of Vitri. Torah 11, Simon Kuf, Nun, Matzah of Vitri. The word Matzah here in Matzah of Vitri has nothing to do with Matzah, like when we daven Rosh Hashanah Kippur, that kind of Matzah. Means the order of the, it's related actually, it's the order of the year. But the Matzah of Vitri, written by the Talmud of Rashi, it's in Kuf Nun Masha Omer Zmiris Motzoi Shabbos Mina Kosherhu Moshele Deidina Hamalav and Hamelach Bekolos Kinaros and Nevolim, like people who escort the king with singing and with instruments. Kach Yisro Hamalav as a Shabbos Yikala Malka B'Simcha B'Shirin and so on. He says the name of Yosef to Ellen. The same thing a little later. Rishon Sefer Hamani. So it's number 12, Sefer Hamani gets Hilchos Shabbos Simon Ayin Minag Sforat. He writes the Minag Sardim is Lomar Zmiris Lifnei Havdol. I don't know if that's true today or still or not, I'm not sure. But the Sardim apparently say songs before Havdalah yet in Shul, over Tzorfas in Provence, and Aram in France in Provence, the base, and we do in the house, which I think is true today. Or Isil Medrash Moshe Lakala Malka, same thing. Shemalavanos and Bashir with Tishbachos, Bashabis Malka Lakala, I mean Bashabis Al Kisak Kisakotis, Boi Kala, Boi Nathalik, Bashabis Malka, so that's in the Gemara, and this is based, this is from the Ravon. Okay? Now he mentions here a very interesting medrash, but I couldn't find a medrash. Okay? I mentioned before that the idea of singing Zmiris on Shabbos is not really found specifically, it's certainly not in the Gemara, I don't think in the medrash either, but the Sefer Amani quotes, Ani Omer, Anu Omer, Bibaratius Rabbah. He quotes the medrash and Bibaratius Rabbah. I looked in our edition of the Bibaratius Rabbah, it doesn't appear, but you know, there are different editions of the Bibaratius Rabbah around, so he may have had a different version. Anu Omer, Bibaratius Rabbah, Echal Elokim HaMashi, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo Ve'imru Shira. This Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told everyone to sing songs in welcoming the Shabbos. Paru Chadosh Bo Lekhan, Klomar, Kachnos Zakala Bo Mechadosh. Okay? Now, Mashanog in the Sword, La Omer Bebeis HaKnes, Ne Rovam, Shein is Harman, maybe people will do it to them, Wine for Abdullah, whatever, certain technicalities. And as far as Eliyahu HaNavi is concerned, so I'm just saying, but that Medrash embraces Rabbah that he quotes, and I didn't find it. Maybe I didn't find it, look hard enough, but it is a medrash of gracious rabbah, according to him, that actually says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, encourages us to sing the Zmiris on Shabbos, at least to welcome the Shabbos. And at the end he says, Zeshem Yisharim B'chol Gul Yisroel Me'eliyah HaNavi. Why do we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos? L'fi Shehu Hu HaMevaster Sheyovel Lanu Her L'fnei HaMashiach K'Nesiv Hinei Anocho Sholeichem Eliyahu HaNavi U'Kvar Muvtav L'Yisroel. The Gemara says, Ein Eliyahu HaNavi Bo. We have it. Eliyahu is not going to come on Erev Shabbos to Kabbalah tradition. Eliyahu is not going to come either on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, or on Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Yontif issues going into Tchum or whatever. So Motzoi Shabbos is the first time that Eliyahu is once again eligible. He becomes an eligible receiver again. I step out of bounds and he comes in. Now he can be eligible again. So that'll be the only reference. So now Eliyahu is eligible again, so right away we sing for Eliyahu HaNavi. Kedisa Erevin by Yavalon of Asa Motzei Shabbos Shemeschus Shabbos Hatzur Hashem Yol Ba Lishol Levalos Yom Goel and so on. That's from the Sefer Hamani. The Sefer Maharil has another twist to this. The Maharil writes the next source in Hilchos Shabbos. The end of Hilchos Shabbos writes, Maharan Shama Mashano Gano Psukad Eliyahu is Mirzim Yisrael Mashmol Motzei Shabbos Hainan Shuvah Yisrael the Tosas the Motzei Shabbos Yoshev Eliyahu Zal Tachas Eitah Chaim V'Kosev Zechuyo Shul Shomer Shabbos. Interesting. Motzei Shabbos Eliyahu he sits down and writes the merits of all those people who kept Shabbos that Shabbos. Therefore, we want to be on his good side, so we sing about him right on Motzei Shabbos. This idea, therefore, of Zmir is an important element of Shabbos. If you look in the Shibboleth HaLeket, source number 14, Shibboleth HaLeket is Hilchos Smachos, which of course, Loshon Saginor, so Lozo Avelos, and Simon Chav Beis, he says, U'b'Shabbos Karin Shama Zmir is Kedarka. Now, full disclosure, he's not talking about the Zmir is at the table, he's talking about Pesukah the Zimmer. But someone might think a person of Hamal Tzvan in the middle of Shiva, in the say an expanded Pesukah de Zimra, the person's, you know, the answer is no. And you say the Zmiris, and I think by extension we can say, even though, again, I want to be fully honest, Shmuel Lekit in the context is talking about the davening, but we can add that maybe even the Zmiris at the table, even an Ovel, a Halakhan and Shiva, the Shabbos card, Shema Zmiris Kedarkan, you know, you say the Shabbos Seder, you always say Zmiris. Maybe if you don't always say the Zmiris, that Shabbos isn't the Shabbos to inaugurate it, but if you regularly say Zmiris, then it should be allowed to be, even during the week, a Halakhan of Shiva. Just 2 points, we're going on to the halachic issue I wanted to look at, just about Zmiris in general. The Menorah Hamor, Zalan Sheik, the Menorah Hamor, in Ner Gimel, Chal Gimel, Chelek Alavadin, the Tar Gimel, he writes, Matsosi Kosu, where does the word Zmiris come from anyway? Zemes, he has an interesting R. He says, Matsosi Kosu, Kilachain Nikru Hashirim Mizmorim. Miloshon lo sizmor. When it comes, you know, when you grip, when you, what's the right word here? Grip, I guess, off a tree. If you're not allowed lo sizmor, kamachal lo sizmor. Not so good, just to trim or whatever the tree. Prune. That's what I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, pruning. Miloshon lo sizmor. What's that got to do? Well, the fees there zmiros, what's the one zmoros? Shekishen shamizame bikfan and yakutz kol azmor tenech masharoi. Right? Just like when you prune, you get rid of the stuff that you don't want there, because you want to strengthen, it's done to strengthen the tree, right? And then you get rid of stuff that might be detrimental. Kach hazmiris, shanon, karvatzila, yasiro v'yakutsu kol ha-mikshalos v'avonos, she'eson lifnei Hashem, u'shatalo tzila seinu, she'tina shmas v'ritzui lifnei Hashem. The zmiros sort of prune off other stuff, other distractions. It's just an interesting, nothing to do with Shabbos zmiros, just an interesting comment about the word zmiros, that he's talking again about Pesukim Zimra. We call Pesukim Zimra those zmiros. You know, that's all. It's a warm-up for davening. You eliminate, and maybe it helps you get your kavanah, so it puts all the other thoughts, it puts the right kind of thoughts in your mind, and eliminates the other type of thoughts. Anyway, just an interesting aura on the word zmiros. And in a similar vein, the Sefer Pelayois, here at Pelayot, Elazar Papos, it's an encyclopedia, you know, in alphabetical order, by the letters in alphabetical order. Within each letter, he stopped doing it alphabetical order, I don't know why. So, you know, Shir is towards the end, but Shir is not, it should be. Anyway, so he writes under the entry of Shir, he says that a person should sing according to his ability. A person should be in the habit of singing at the table the type of songs that are relevant in Minyan of the Yoma. Is a very important form of serving Hashem. The praise that we talk about the Malachim, etc. Right? So that's what we do. So they say Shira. So we also have to say Shira. That's the idea that therefore he goes on to say that one shouldn't belittle the piyutim. Rabbi Shalom talk about that also. Slichas, you know, we say all these piyutim and so on. He was referring here to the krovitz, you know, or different types of additions to the Shmoneh Esrei and so on, which we tend to do mainly in Yom Narayim. It's not so common today that we add into the Shmoneh Esrei other than, let's say, Tal and Geshem, but in some Mazorim, we've all seen Mazorim, but they have longer inserts on Yom Tov also, and in the Yotzer also, they have to bark. It's not too widespread. Marevius, and not so widespread today in most communities around here, but anyway, he says not to believe that. All right, anyway, so that, I guess we've established, I think, pretty clearly, the significance of the concept of Zmiris, and especially when it comes to Shabbos. There's an interesting question which comes up in the Halacha and Minhagim, that many of the Zmiris have the Shem Hashem in the Zmiris, the actual Shem Hashem. So should, yeah?
I'm listening very carefully to one thing, and you're touching the word Shir,
yes. I said at the beginning, it doesn't say melody. I said at the very beginning that even with Oz Yashir or the Shir of the Levium, we don't have evidence that there was a melody. It's true. It's Shir means Shir and Shir means poetry, right. But I think that Zmiris might mean more. I don't know. But it's an important horror. I mentioned at the beginning.
Right. Kabbalah,
right, correct. Except for maybe the trump itself, but I mentioned it's an important horror. Well, that's considered old tunes, yeah. They call them Messina, but that's exaggerated. But anyway, it's an important car. I mentioned
to a vocally
channel. Yes, okay. Now, it may relate to the next. So, what about saying the Shem Hashem? Like that, I don't know if Baruch El Elyon, so they say, I'm just saying, not we're teaching, do you say Baruch El Elyon and say the name of Hashem, or in the end of Tzumish Shalom, at the beginning of the Tzumish Lachanu Baruch Lavunai, Savaru Velsanu Kidvar, well, if you say Hashem, it doesn't really rhyme, but what do you say? Do you say Kidvar Hashem, or do you say Kidvar, I don't know, do we mention the name of Hashem in this virus or not? Okay, so that really might relate to the fact whether this is considered really like davening, you know, some form of tefillah, or it's not. Tversky, I mentioned you joke in the Ezel Mekoman. So the one of the things you mentioned about different Korban is the Hatoda Ve'el Nazir. Hatoda Mi'el, it's used for the Nazir. So he said, two of our Achim sit next to each other in Shul, and the guy was davening, and he says, Hatoda Ve'kel Nazir. Right? So the guy said, what's the matter with you? During davening, you can say it the right way. You can say it. Anyway, so that's the question. What about during davening? So the statement, Nefesh Harav, the Shechter writes in the Likut HaHogah section, page Kuf Samach. So first of all, he writes, and I don't know about vocally challenged, he writes like this, Me'olam Shor Rabbeinu, Me'olam Lo Shor Rabbeinu Zmiris V'Shabbos. The Shechter writes there, Salavetchik did not sing Zmiris on Shabbos, V'chein Olam Adon HaMoshe Salavetchik. Same thing with his father. Okay, now, does it mean that he said them? Zmiris Yomeru, right? Does he said them? It's not clear, and then he tells the story that one time one of his grandchildren came. Now, the Rebbe's son-in-law was Rebbe Tversky's son-in-law, who was the Talmud Rebbe. So, you know, Ben Chassidim, Zmir is a big thing, obviously. So he records over here that that this grandson came, once visited Zalveshik, and he came home to his parents after he said, they don't keep Shabbos there. So, but they don't sing any Zmir. You know, they couldn't believe it. You know, he said, don't sing any Zmir, you know. I told him, I better say, ain't Shabbos Shabbos, because that's Shalom Sarah's Zmir. So therefore, I guess the daughter told him next time he comes over, sing some Zmiris, you know, so he'll be convinced that you're Shomer Shabbos. So, and the next time he came over, he started to sing Zmiris, but he mixed up the tone, and his grandson was saying, you don't know how to sing it, you don't sing it right, you know. Okay, but the more relevant clause is the following. Shamanim Rabbeinu, Shemin Hagel Shalom, Vagram HaShavitz, that's why apparently he did say it. Kesha'el Haya Omer Zmiris to Shabbos, Shalom Biteyas HaShemos. He did not say Shem Hashem. El Rak Omer Hashem Bimkomo. And so the suggestion from Shechter is, what is this based on? So we take a look at the next source. And he's not the only one. We'll see the others disagree, but this is what he said. What is this based on? So we have the following din in the Shulchan Aruch in our Chaim Sim Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Dalet. It's talking about, we'll look at the Ramah. That's really all we need. Because from Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Dalet, Ramah, source 15, in the middle of the first line, Hagol. The Omer Alanisim B'Chanukah of Purim. Again, we're within almost 30 days of Purim, right? So we say Alanisim in the benching on Chanukah and Purim, code of the Alakol, before Alakol. What if you forgot? Forgot to insert Alanisim. So you don't have to repeat the benching. Okay? However, well, what can you do? When we call Makom, says the Ramah, Yuchal Omer B'Tov Shar Harachamam. When you get to the Harachamams, which is really, benching is technically over. We know that, right? Benching is technically over after you say La'o Alei Chasveinu. That's the end of the fourth bracha. That's why we bench for the coast. You can put the coast down. All the Harachamams, and they're nice, they're just added. It's not really technically part of benching. So in the Harachamams, you can stick in other things. So the recommendation is stick in the Harachamam. You say, Harachamam Yasi Lonu Nisim, Kimosha Osu Ba'am Ha'ein, Bimei Matisho, or Bimei Mordechai. In other words, you can stick in the Harachamam. You feel bad, you missed Al Nisim. You know, the Purim is not so many meals. You know, Chanukah, you have 8 days to say Al Nisim, the benching of Purim is this. Let's say you forgot, the person's drunk, whatever happens, like you forgot to say Al Nisim, so then you remembered, so then you can stick it in a Harachama, and you say, Harachama, the Yarat, the Lord, come on, show us on my aim, be made by the Yobin, the Chanukah, be made by the Chanukah, etc. Okay. That's in Simon Kuf Pei. The next tip in the Shulchan Aruch, from 16, is Simon Kuf Pei Ches. That was again Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Siv Dalet. And Simon Kuf Pei Ches, Siv Zayin, is talking about, what if you forgot Yalav Yavo? That's the next Simon. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, so there's a bracha you can say if you remember it right away. That's not for us now, okay? But if you forgot that, on the second line, I will know Nizkar Achi Hiskar Tova Meitiv. If you didn't remember Yalav Yavo, so you already went into the next bracha already. Eino Choser, you don't have to repeat the benching of Rosh Chodesh. Because Eino Chayv Lechol Pas, Kadesh Yishchayv Lechol Bracha Zanozim. Because no chiyuv to have bread altogether. You don't have to. You have to. Shabbat is a different story. You have to have a meal with bread, so therefore you have to repeat. Eventually, you forgot to say it. It's an integral part of what you're doing. But in Yalav Tzur Shchodesh, there's no particular fee of the pas. And it says the same thing, Chalamoy. Chalamoy is Dinek Rosh Chodesh. So if you forget it, you're okay. Now there are more rights. The Efser, the Mikol Mokom Yesh La'omro, Baruch Abitok Sha'ar HaRachamon. Kizmosh is Baruch Le'er Gabel Anisim. Why not do the same thing, like we said in the previous simon about Anisim, you can stick in HaRachamon. So I'm all proposing, we do that here too. Okay, like Al-Anisim. Then he says, but ula yesh l'chalek, maybe you can't. Maybe you can't do it. Maybe the trick doesn't work for Yalav. Why not? Ki b'yalav yavo yesh po haskar shemos. Because Yalav yavo has an era shemen. Zachreinu Hashem l'kein bala tova, right? Or even at the beginning, l'kein bala tova, shemen, Yalav yavo. But you have the name of Hashem. And now you can't just stick in anywhere. In the Alanisim, no Shem Hashem. But in Yalav Yavo, you can't just start, you can't just say something and say the Shem Hashem, you know, because you feel like, you feel bad that you missed Yalav Yavo. So he says, Ulai Yesh Lechala, Kibi Yalav Yavo, Yesh Bas Kar Shem, Shem, Ein La Omer Levat Tola, and Kain Hira Leib, Kain Nogin. That's the priest of Nisim, the Rambam. So this trick works for Alanisim to stuff it into our Rachamon, but not for Yalav Yavo because of the presence of the Shem Hashem. That's what it says. So it comes among Avram in Surah 17, Shkon Yirala. What's he talking about? What is the Ein Lomer Levat Tola? That's not called Levat Tola. Why is that? If you're adding Yalav Yavo in Aram, why is that called Levat Tola? Tzarek Ian, the Omen Koleon Tchinos Shiyesh Ben Askar Shemos. There are many Tchinos and private Tchinos that people say that have the Shem Hashem in it. Shiyesh Ben Askar Shemos. The Lomi Garez, with the Gora Zed, the Dafka Bracha Atala Asur. When do we say it's Asur Ein Hashem? A Bracha. You say Bracha Atala Hashem, Atala Ram, Atala Ram, you're not eating anything now. So that's a waste of the name of Hashem. That's what's awesome. It says in Avraham Avraham, a brocha of Atala, to use the name of Hashem in the context of a brocha, that you can't do for no good, you know, unless you actually obligate it, the brocha relates to something. But just to say a special tchina, a special tfil with the same Hashem, what's the problem? Well, what's the issue? So Avraham doesn't understand. That's what Avraham disagrees. But it could be that according to the, that's the machokas, the Ramah, you know, machokas of Ramah, I'm going to run. The Prima Godin that's on the page in source number 18, right, writes in Sivkot Nyur Aleph, again, coming up, I'm going to run, Eishol Avron, Sivkot Pechet, Sivkot Nyur Aleph, I'm going to run, the Tchina below Brocha, Shem Malchus, any surah, there's no Isser to say a Tchina, Tfila, unless it's a Brocha, you say Brocha Toshan, Lekenem El Golam, and you say some strange Brocha that doesn't exist, that's not the Brocha Lethal, that's not the Osir. Or you say a bracha that you're not in your apple night, you say bar praise and you walk out of the room. That's the bracha lacha. But to say a tchina that happens to have the same Hashem, Shem Hashem, what's the problem? That's what the Gemara agrees with the Magen Avraham. So the, you take a look in the Bir Halacha, the Mishabura, that same Sim Kruf Peches, print on the page, source number 19. He writes, Ein Omer Levat Tola, I am the Magen Avraham, Shetam Alzeh, Dechi Osir Lomar Tachlunum Sheish Pan Askar Shemus, Vedach Bracha Levat Tola Osir. But he says, where are east of the Sefer Vigde Yesha, Shem Yashol, the Bekam Gabi Yalav Yavo, Shekavanosa Bazeh Lotzis Yedei Chiyo Bracha Gora, V'yesh Bazeh Chashash Bracha Levat Tola, I am Shom Shevisuch Malvar. He says, maybe the Ramon means it as follows. Why are you adding that Yalav Yavo Harachala? Because you messed it up in the Bracha. So you're trying to fix up a Bracha. So maybe there, the Ramah is machmer, no, you can't say Yalav Yavo even in the form of a harachamon, because your intent, so to speak, is that it should replace the bracha. So then maybe it takes on the more stringent din of a bracha. That's the defense that the Mishnah of Yer Halacha presents with regards to, you know, with regards to this, you know, din of the Ramah. But either way, it would seem that, certainly according to Mishnah Berurah's answer, to say the Shem Hashem in Zemiris is certainly okay. Right? I mean, I think that's what comes down. It's certainly according to the Magen Avraham and the Prima Godin, for sure okay. But even according to the Ramah, who says you can't have the Svara, this is what Shepherd suggests with the Rav and those who follow that practice, he's suggesting that you can't just say the Shem Hashem in Zemiris, it's not a bracha, it's not, you know, you can't do that. Right? You can't just mention the Shem Hashem for no reason. But the Magen Avraham and the Prima Godin say, well, that's not no reason. You're saying, Shir Tachtanish Baruch. So what's the matter with saying his name? So now we're saying that even according to Ramah, who, you know, has a stringent view about the Yalav Yavo issue, may only take his stringent view when you're saying that Shem Hashem sort of to replace or to connect it to a bracha. So even there, it's tough to say you should be machmir. That's the suggestion that's brought. And again, okay, so obviously those who are machmir, Soloveitchik and his father, evidently felt, no, that's not correct. That's not what Ramah means. Ramah means in general, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's a good horror.
Don't have that.
Right, that's a good horror. I saw that also. I didn't see exactly something. We'll see something that relates to that in a second. But Ein Chanami, the Magen Avraham is talking about tchinos, which are tfilos, which are asking. And here, but again, you have to figure out. So, what's the matter with the, you know, what's the matter with the Divrei Shevach? You know, what should be the issue? But okay, now what's interesting is that maybe this will answer it also. The Eishal Avraham of Buchach is not on the sheet, not on the computer, but in this siman. It's in Kuf Teches, he proposes that perhaps the issue here is that there are many people, you have to be careful with the Shem Hashem, which is his main point. He says, the average person does not have proper kavana in general, he says the Shem Hashem. Many people, in general, don't have the proper kavanas when they're saying the Shem Hashem. You know, and so when a person's saying a bracha, the regular davening, what can we do? And I mean, you know, hopefully the person will have the kavana. But to go ahead and to add things, you know, which are not really part of the chiyuv, so that's sort of inviting people to say the shame without proper kavana. That's no good. You have to be very careful using the Shem Hashem. He says, I'm suggesting that's the lumbus, so to speak, of the Mogen Avraham. And he reiterates it later in Reish Tes in Siv Gimel. Again, he mentions the same type of an idea. He said that, you know, when it comes to seikas, when it comes to brachas, the people, you know, have to know that when you say the Shem Hashem, you got to be very careful. Otherwise, it's losi. One of the affairs of the universe, right? Losi so Hashem Hashem afyachal Hashem. And the average person doesn't have the proper kavanah. So I don't think he's going to go so far as to say that people don't have the proper kavanah. We're going to yell at you for saying the Shem Hashem and Kriya Shema and Shemesh and brachas. Although there too, you have to be careful. But to add it in other places, maybe that's what Ramon means. Yeah.
So if you look at the Shem Hashem at the end of the line, you can see if the author intended it to be pronounced.
Sardar Ashkenazi.
No, no.
Oh, in general, not. Right.
Shem, or as
right, in a Chanan, right. So Tzurmi Shalom.
The rhyme, and then the rhyme that the author and he said he also was a great man.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Tzurmi Shalom, certainly. It's Tzurmi Amunai, Savanu Kedar Hashem, doesn't rhyme. In a Chanan. Yeah. So, but again, that's the Eish Lavom suggestion. The Chuvas that I printed in source number 20, B'Tzel HaChochma, has a nice summary of some of the issues here. He quotes the Eish Lavom, we're concerned about the brachas. And he says, and even for his basic point is that, we don't have time to read the whole thing, but let's look at Hosea number 20. He said, "In Amam min Hagena shelo inabchamvur anachta medaktekim lo lahazkir azkara afilu derech shenav hadar in lo b'makom sheniskan." He says the practice is we don't say the Shem Hashem unless it's been instituted like in a bracha and davening for Esrei Kriyashma, and that's it. And he says the reason is because it says in the Shulchan Aruch Yechavein bebrachas pirush hamilah. It's basically the idea of the kavana. That's what his concern is. And we see again that's his position. We see in the Chayodim, for example, I printed on a page list number 21. He speaks the great there's a whole story after which I didn't print, but he says it's part of Yira of the Eshashon Kechatira to pronounce the Shem Hashem only with great reverence. And he writes, okay, he says, three lines in, he says, Avalamotzi, or four lines in, Avalamotzi, Shem Shema Vatola, Ova Amrita Seh, Shema Kechatira, and other psukim and so on. He says, look at the end, the year of the is Dazu Evara B'Shoah Shemazkir Hashem. You mention Hashem's name, you should tremble. You know, you mention the name of God, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says specifically, and don't think this is only the Shem Ham Yuchad, the so-called ineffable name, the tetragrammaton Shem Abayah, the low Shem Ham Yuchad Duvad, and the call of Shem Hashem in the Chokim, any of the names of Hashem, you know, not there, you're not allowed to race, you know, Ham Yuchad and Shem Ham Baruch Hu, the whole Losh, and even other languages, it's also, the Chayim speaks about that very, very strongly, that you can only say the Shem Hashem when it's instituted to say it. Maybe that's the mocker for those people who are mocker in Zmiris. I would just add, myself, I know, and I also don't say the Shem Hashem in Zmiris usually, and one of the reasons is to we say cry ourselves, right? You know, what's the idea? I think sometimes, I'm just to make a point, sometimes in Zmiris, you sing Zmiris, and you're talking, and somebody brings out another plate, and you know, so you're distracted. What are we saying? Now? I'm going to
repeat.
And repeat. We'll see that in a second. Also, so maybe that plays a role as well. Yeah.
So in private communal recitations of Tehillim.
Those are psukim, psukim. Yes, it may make a difference. Psukim, if it's within the Zemer, it's a pasuk, it's different. We're talking where it's not a pasuk. Mm-hmm. A pasuk may be different. Just a couple of other quick comments.
Not Torah Gomer, it's all psukim from Daniel.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, right. So when it's psukim, it's different, yeah. A la kod delay, there you could say it's a la kod, right, yeah.
If you look at Tanakh, when people are talking to each other,
They use it in greetings. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. The Mishnah Brach is greeted. Yeah. I agree. I think you're right. I think that we'll see. Well,
I guess 100% against the Chayadim.
Right, Elchanan, you're right. The Sardin, they say, how are you doing? Todala Kel, but they say it not Kel. They say, Todala Hel. Right, they say, I mean, all the time. No, that's their. We say Takev Baruch Hashem. We say Shem Hashem. It was next week, so yes, I said Baruch Hashem.
You always say, oh, human, you refer to God in the speech, right? The speech. You say,
But certainly the Sardin, they say Todala Hel. All the time. Todala Hel. Yeah. Anyway, one or two other quick comments. Again, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tes Rav Siz Dalet, right? It's called Baruch Baruch Hashem Tzvicha, or is it no Siz Shem Shema Lashav, right? That's make a Baruch Hashem Tzvicha. There's some Mishabura comments on that, Sivkot Mechav. He says, that's the Lashon Rama, but what I want to draw your attention to is the only say the Shem Hashem, look at the last line, really key. That's a lesson of Mishabura. The last one of that 23. Kizel Michal Hayira, like that Chayotah. Shalom Lahazki Shmoagolo Kim Bederav Sheva Odo Mashemachuyah. Does he mean that literally? I don't know, but that's what he says. Okay, now there is a Taz who makes a comment. And the end of Sukkot, it's also Sukkot actually, and it's also number 24, the Taz is in the top Reish Chof Alam, the end of Sukkot and Beis, near a little more the Dibur is gay, it's the Chol HaKori Pasuk Yochol Amar Shem Ba'adlus, is your point. You say a Pasuk, that's different, okay? A Pasuk may be different, you can say it, Kamo Shom Retzilot. And then he also mentions, by the way, he says, when you're not going to say the name of Hashem, he doesn't like this Adol Shem. So that's, say Hashem, because what does Hashem mean? The name. So he, you know, that's a side point, but that's what Taz mentioned. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, Balatanya, last page now, 25, and that same Siman Reish Teshuvah Siv Gimel. Kol Aruch Baruch Shem Tzvicha Reish Ben Nosu Shem Shalashav Baruch Kedush Shalashav Aslan Aslan Enach Rav. The Apo Pish in the Torah Ain Yisrael Eskar Shem Shalatala Ela Kishma Skir Diver Havai Shem Ritzav Velo Bidar Bracha Apo Shem Tzvicha Kol Mokom Diver Sofrem Aslan Afilu Bidar Bracha Shem Tzvicha. But then he writes, Aval Tzorech Mutal Ahazkil Afilu Bidivar Rishus Abidvar Rishus. So Shulchan Aruch says there's some need, there's some benefit, even if for some it's not, even though the Mishabura's loss is much Mechuyav, but the Baal HaTanya says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if it's, even the Dvar Rishus is okay. Okay? And I'll mention now, in contradistinction to what we saw from Rav Soloveitchik, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, with the practices of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Halicha Shlomo is the volume on Tfila, Perek Chof Bei Siftes. So he says, Ha'anashim sheshogu b'fiyam lomar todah la'el af sheberov pam ein mechadnim klal l'shabeach l'Hashem elo hushigur d'lishnas is let it speak, you mentioned Elohim ein limchas b'yodam. He says, you cannot object ki mekol mokom is l'ulah l'yu saying tohu sheshem shemayim shogu b'fiyam, it's good to have the name of Hashem. That's what someone's on, right? And the footnote in source 29 uvizmiros, this is footnote 29 orkos halachim uvizmiros shabbos imuadim hizkir rabbeinu tomid shem shemayim. Shlomo Zalman did say the name of Hashem in Zmiris. And now that they asked us about repeating, and they asked specifically about the Dvar Zemer, Mina Mesa. Right? Mina Mesa, sing again. Come again and again. Right? But with them, Mina Mesa, Yisrael, Shem Shalim, Omar, the Kavan Shom in Pasik, Shom Kitsuroso, Mutter. You're saying a Pasik, it's Mutter, Medina, Haskar, Hashem, Bechol Pam. You can repeat the name of Hashem. When we call Mokum there, he says, Yesh, Mokum, Lahachmir, Ho, Yesh, Zektas, Zilusa. They keep saying again and again, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, that's Sukkot Torah, you know, they keep saying, Torah, Hashem, Tamima, you know, we sing it 35 times, so you know, keep saying each time the name of Hashem, that he says, the Zum Tri Machre, Ava Kishakot, Bezo, Gimel, Pam, Gulvah, two or three times, ain't come base makers, nothing to worry about. So Shlomo Zalman says, as long as it doesn't become a joke already, you know, so again, that's a different Gedol and a different views on this. Yeah.
Does it make a difference if you say the entire pasuk?
So he seems to say the whole pasuk. I don't know. Okay, now in terms of pasukim, this also was the last issue I'll look at in the last couple minutes. In general, we have to be careful about putting pasukim to song altogether. Okay, to melodies. Again, we don't have a rhyme. Like, Az Yosha may not have been a melody, like we said at the beginning. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is not, this is a side point for today's show. I think we once spoke about it a few years ago. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph and Aleph, source 26, Tanar Bonham, Hakori Pasuk, Shoshir Hashim, Rish Osa from Zemer, that's a different problem. Hakori Pasuk, the base Nishtal is below Zmano, maybe Ra'ala Olam. He used psukim in an inappropriate way, so the Torah complained. The Rashi explains, we'll skip the thing about Yerushim. Now Rashi says, source 27, the mace of Ayeno, a guy sitting drinking wine, you know, in a bar or whatever, Allah says she calls him the very Torah, and he quotes psukim in the very Torah, but Koram to make jokes, and so that's no good. But, Aval im omro bismano ala mishta, you don't shoot yontif. If you're saying psukim in its right time, even with wine, like it's yontif, and also calls me yodo, but omro of dibe hagado psukim in yon shayom, says Rashi. And this is Rashi editorializing based on that theory. He says, but that's only when you do it in a makkavi way. But if you do it properly, maybe tova la'olam. And that's what Marsha says. It's only a problem when you have Marsha there in the Kedusha HaGadus, and that the Gemara said, he says, it's only when you go ahead and you do it in an inappropriate way. It's at a party or a simcha or a shus and so on. But the lafuke, mishos, smokos, shem, shomitz, of his mother, of Pesach, of Pesach, of how you should sing and so on. Yeah.
It's a side point, but yeah. The famous song,
Yidden. Yeah, it was a Gaisha song.
That's based on something, going back to church.
Yeah, that's a different problem.
The last thing I printed on the page,
I found the Kappa Chaim, it's a race I saw, and Oschok Kimon Chok Dalad, the quote, this tshuva from the Chidor. 29 Chaim Shaw, the Chidor Chelik based in Lamches Ozayin, he says, you can imagine this happening. Apparently, one time they wanted to sing Kriyashma on a tune. Right? I guess the people remember it better. And it was a Machokes, because others said, you're not allowed to do it. So he quoted again, the same thing. Different people had different, not Trump, apparently. Apparently, it was not, I'm not sure. Apparently, it seems it was not Trump. And he says, other people did want to do it, and so on. Okay, so different practices. But again, I think the more words for practices, we do say it in terms of Zmiris. I just want to end with one other issue relating to Zmiris, and that is the following. In the Hanhagas of the Vilna Gaon, which is collected by the Chaim Volozhiner, the main disciple, the main Talmud, so the Shiltas section, not the original Shiltas, but you know, the Hanhagas of the Vilna Gaon, Os Kuf Lamed, he says, the Gam Ein Omer Bizmiris HaPizmon Tzur Mishalach Alma. The Vilna Gaon did not want to say the Zmir, Zemer, Tzur Mishalach Alma. And repeats again in the Keser Rosh, the end of O Salat, O Saridalat, Lo Omar, he also didn't say Sharmal, it's a different thing. The Lo HaPizmon Tzur Mishalach Alma doesn't say why, but he did not say Tzur Mishalach Alma. So earlier, if you look in this same Siddur Grof, in the parish of Mishra Shabbos, Bira, Filos, Inyan, it says here, why he didn't want to say Tzur Mishalach Alma? Suggestion. As to why, because Hatam was there, Mishum to the Ze Yotzin Birchas Hamazon Doraisa. Because we know this, we all know that Tzur Mishalach is modeled after the themes of benching. So if you covered all those themes, so then in effect, you benched, even didn't stay the benching, at least on the Doraisa level. Because the Doraisa, you have to cover the idea Hashem provides food, and Ores, Yerushalayim, all those themes are covered in Tzur Mishalach. So the only goal of this culture is to say Tzur Mishalach, so then you've already yotzed benching Doraisa. So you didn't want to play with that, so therefore it suggests you didn't say Tzur Mishalach. I once saw it, I couldn't find it in print, I once saw it, huh?
I was saying that maybe don't leave Tzur Mishalach for the end, and have those
things
afterwards,
that's
not the end of the
Sukkah. Okay, that's true, yeah, okay, maybe. But he wanted to avoid it. I thought maybe, I think I saw this somewhere, that Tzur Mishalach at least say without the Shem Hashem, then you say, I don't know if that quite works. I'll just end by mentioning, I remember one time, when I was Yeshiva and I was in Rosh Hashanah, so there was a couple of Shabbos in a row where Rav Lichtenstein was disappointed that we weren't singing, the boys weren't singing Zmiris with enough gusto, I guess, you know, and going through the motions, whatever, and people weren't singing Zmiris at all, they were talking, whatever it was, so he got up and he said, he knows that there's an opinion that's only gone, and you shouldn't say Tzur Mishalach. But I never saw anyone that the Gzera, the other Zmiris, up to Tzur Mishalach. You shouldn't sing any Zmiris because you may come to see Tzur Mishalach. That he wasn't accepting. That was the way of giving us Muslim. In any event, people should follow their own maid in terms of Zmiris, but these are some of the issues that touched upon, which everybody agreed to.